When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money, but are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell podcast on the iHeartRadio app. Moistline is 1-877-MOIST-86. Surely something has set you off and you want to vent. 1-877-MOIST-86. And you can access all the social media at johncobellradio.com. We are giving away $1,000 in about 15 minutes. Good. Have I done all that? All right. All that nonsense. Business. Coming soon, hopefully, on your ballot would be an initiative that would seriously amend Prop 47, which is the big disaster in California over the last 10 years now. You know, it was called the Safe Neighborhood and Schools Act by that legal genius Kamala Harris, and it was anything but. So much was turned from a felony to a misdemeanor. So many people either were released from jails or never went to jail. So many people became addicted to drugs and their bodies are piled up on the streets everywhere. So much stuff is being stolen every day now, which everyone agrees is due to the change in the laws, except Gavin Newsom. And we have a tape of him telling his Target story coming up, which you must listen to. And we're going to discuss all of this with Katie Grimes from CaliforniaGlobe.com, because she's got a story today on this Prop 47 amendment, which hopefully will get on the November 2024 ballot. Katie, how are you?
Hey, John, I'm well. Thank you.
Thanks for coming on with us. Explain this initiative. What will this fix on Prop 47 if we can pass it?
Well, very specifically, this was the Safe Streets and Schools Act, right?
Yeah.
The current initiative is called the Homelessness, Drug Addiction, and Theft Reduction Act. So unlike the BS that then Attorney General Kamala Harris gave us, this one, the title does tell you what it's going to do. So specifically, allows felony charges for possessing certain drugs, especially fentanyl. I mean, we know that's what's, you know, really killing people on the streets these days. But of course, I'm sure we've got lots of heroin addicts and meth heads, also the homeless population. It increases sentences for other specified drug and theft crimes, and increased prison sentences may reduce savings that currently fund mental health and drug treatment programs. So they're actually looking at this as kind of a whole meaningful thing, not just to throw more drug addicts in prison at all.
The Prop 47, we just have to remind people, in L.A. County, was co-written by George Gascon.
Yes.
It was sold as one big lie. I remember Jerry Brown was campaigning for it, and we were dissecting every speech he gave, all the television commercials. Mm-hmm. It was all lies. But
it worked
on people, partly because all they read was that stupid title by Kamala Harris.
Right, and all the polling over the years has shown that voters who don't sit down with their sample ballot ahead of time and really read the initiative totally get caught up and tricked by the ballot title. And it worked in this case to the detriment of many, many, many Californians.
That means our democracy here in California. Everybody's always preaching about democracy. It's really, it's rotted away. People don't read stuff. People don't know stuff. And they vote for lies pushed by the top politicians in the state.
Yeah, it's very frustrating. Unfortunately, going back to the founding of our country, it usually is about 1-2% of the population that pays attention enough to give a hoot and either, you know, fight to save it or, you know, fight for democracy. And the rest of the folks just kind of come along kicking and screaming.
So some of the specific changes, and I'm going by your story here, it allows... Yeah. Felony charges for possessing certain drugs, including fentanyl, it would upgrade them from misdemeanors to felonies.
Right, and kind of the bottom line is it is increasing the drug crime and theft penalties, which were the very things that were decreased by Prop 47. So in essence, it's almost overturning Prop 47, as I put kind of snarky in my title again, to make crime illegal again. And that's the whole idea. Right now,
That's accurate. It's because a lot of these acts have been, in effect, legalized.
Exactly. And I've had people argue with me they weren't legalized. But when you bump a felony down to a misdemeanor, and then you even take away a judge's ability to offer a drug criminal rehabilitation or prison... In essence, it has no teeth to it. It's almost like just getting a citation, which most of them just flip the bird at anyway.
You know, George Gascon has 14,000 prosecutions he has not followed through on. 14,000 cases presented to him, and all those cases are sitting in the computer system, not being acted on.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. What's very interesting about that is my district attorney here in Sacramento is the guy that filed the lawsuit against the city of Sacramento for not following through on the existing laws still on the books, not just going after people who are homeless, but the crimes that they're committing. And so, of course, D.A. Gascon all along could have at least followed through on the crimes they're committing, if not going after, you know, these homeless meth heads.
Yeah, down here in L.A. County, it's bad. I mean, it's just anything goes mentality, and store shelves get cleared out. There's more and more shelves being locked up behind glass or plastic cases, and you need to find somebody with a key, you know, just to, I was in San Francisco trying to buy my son some Advil. It took me 20 minutes. Went into a CVS, honest to God, 20 minutes. I kept pressing the little red button in the aisle over and over again, and you kept hearing a recording on the intercom system. Attendant needed in drug aisle. Attendant needed in drug aisle. I pressed that like 6-7 times. Attendant needed in drug aisle. Nobody ever showed up. And I'm looking through the glass, and you know what? I felt like committing a violent act and figured I'd get away with it. I was just going to bust the plastic shelves and run out with the Advil. It was so infuriating.
My husband, we were at a Walmart in Amador County, of all places. Not a lot of crime in Amador County, but all of the socks and underwear were locked up behind plastic doors.
Well,
socks
vagrants,
and underwear,
vagrants
I know.
Need fresh underwear. You know, that's part of life. Okay, now, how is this going to get on the ballot? Because I know we're planning to do signature gathering as soon as we can get everything together. Is there enough money to do enough signature gathering to get this on the ballot? Or should we be begging for wealthy people to donate?
Well, I think begging wealthy people to donate is a fantastic idea. They have more than 250,000 signatures for sure. I was told yesterday, but it hadn't been finalized. They were knocking on the door of 300,000. So that's great, because 546,651 signatures are needed by the end of April. I think they'll be able to do it. But yes, any contributions to help collect those. And then the DA that I've been talking to gave me some Sacramento locations to sign and then updated it. It was mostly Northern California, though, Colusa County, Shasta County, Sutter County. So what I'll do is try to find signing locations in your neck of the woods and shoot those to you.
Yeah. Can you? Yes. Give it to Ray. Give us like a constant updated list and I'll read them every day. So we can get this done, because I think more than anything else in the last 10 years, this this initiative, Prop 47, just destroyed the quality of life here in California. And the public wasn't aware what it was going to do because they were lied to by Brown, Newsom, Kamala Harris. These are a bunch of professional sociopathic liars who knew what was going to happen, and they don't care. This is what they wanted. For some sick reason.
It sure is. Well, because I remember they rule by fear. They can't rule by policy and, you know, what's the good of the for the good of the people. They have to rule by fear, and this is certainly one way to do it.
Can you hang on for another segment?
Yeah.
Because I want to play the Gavin Newsom clip telling his target story to the mayors. We're just playing part of it. Because you wrote a great piece today analyzing it. And we'll get to that next.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Ray Lopez, our producer, sent me this last night, and I couldn't stop staring at it. Somebody got a hold of a Zoom call between Gavin Newsom and looks like seven mayors. I assume they're all mayors, political people. The Zoom call was about the mental health proposition. I guess Proposition 1, they want us to borrow $6 billion. And then they're going to finally give drug treatment and mental health treatment, if you believe this. And Newsom is on the call, and the clip we have, we just took about half his story. He is telling them about going to Target and seeing somebody steal stuff right in front of him. And he turns to the clerk and wants to know why the clerk isn't doing something about it. Play the clip.
This and he comes back, picks it up, and keeps walking out. As we're checking out, the woman says, "Oh, he's just walking out. He didn't pay for that." I said, "Well, why aren't you stopping him?" She goes, "Oh, the governor." I swear to God, true story. On my mom's grave. The governor lowered the threshold. There's no accountability. I said, "That's just not true." And she goes, "We have the 10th toughest, $950, the 10th toughest in America." She doesn't even know what I was talking about. By the way, it's the 10th toughest in America. Look it up. No one gives a damn about that. And I said, it's just not true. There's still stop. He said, well, we don't stop them because of the governor. And then she goes, she looks at me twice, and then she freaks out. She calls everyone over, wants to take photos. I'm like, no, I'm not taking a photo. We're having a conversation. Where's your manager? How are you blaming the governor? And it was, you know, $380 later. And I was like, why am I spending $380? Everyone can walk the hell right out.
Not fair. Yeah.
It's my target. She triggered me. Sorry.
I'm going to go ahead and get us started. I know that Mayor Gloria and Mayor Breed are still.
Okay, we can stop it here. So he actually had the feeling, so he claims, that why am I paying $380? I could walk right out. Everybody's had that feeling. This has been going on for years. It's because of Prop 47, and there's no prosecutions, and all the policies that he has promoted. Let's get Katie Grimes back on from California Globe. Is he in an alternate universe? Is he serious?
So I said there's kind of one of two scenarios going on here. One, he's lying about ever shopping at a Target store, which I tend to go with number one. Two, he's such an elitist that he has no idea that the bills he signs into law, all the executive orders he's issued, the policies he supports affect crime in our state. He can't possibly be that clueless to tell that story. I mean, just unbelievable.
there's so many parts to this because he immediately turns to the clerk and says, why didn't you stop him?
Yeah.
Well, why didn't Newsom stop him? The guy the guy knows that there no laws are enforced. And that's why he stole things.
Yeah, I know. And yeah, we've all witnessed that. And it is kind of stunning seeing how brazen some of these people are. But that's what I'm saying. If this really happened, and I doubt it happened to him, I suspect someone told him this story.
I'm not a conspiracy person, but it just doesn't sit right. No. I don't see him standing in the line. And also, how the hell do you buy $380 worth of stuff at Target?
See, that's what I said earlier. There is no, you know, I'm a mom. My kids have gone through college. I spent a lot of money at Target, even in one stop a couple of times, you know, to help somebody move or buy all new house stuff. It's rare you spend $380 at a Target.
Well, you can't carry it.
So, no. Anyway, it's not, the whole story is just, it's insane. But I think, bottom line, we'll take it at face value. He claims it's happened.
All right, but let's say it happened. Yeah. He's lecturing her that we're the 10th toughest in the state. What does that mean, 10th toughest? Whatever he thinks the law is, people are running around like crazy all day and night stealing things, and there's no consequences.
Right, but we're the 10th toughest in the country, meaning our $950 limit is pretty tough, which is garbage. And again, as I put in the article, and I took a screen caption of it, he was one of the early supporters. His name was on Prop 47 proudly. And that's why I remind people what it did to the state.
In other states, even if their threshold is higher, they enforce the law. In Texas, third time you're caught, you're going to jail. Here, you can steal the $950 four different ways every day and never end up going to jail. That's not true in the other states that might have higher thresholds.
Exactly. And that's why Gavin Newsom always tells one-tenth of the actual story. We could have dissected this even more, but
I also thought it was funny you pointed out all the mayors in this case, and I was looking at their names. Locke Dawson, she's a woman, Mayor of Riverside. Uh-huh. There's Jerry Dyer from Fresno, Matt Mahan from San Jose. Man, are they laughing hard at this.
Yeah, I know. It was awkward.
You would have thought Robin Williams was doing one of his old routines, the way they were laughing.
No. Yeah, exactly. And the other thing, and part of the reason I wondered why they were laughing so hard, when he says, swear to God, true story, I thought he was maybe trying to be Joe Biden's mini-me.
Yeah, that's the catchphrase. That's Biden's catchphrase.
Ugh,
all right,
bizarre.
Katie, good talking with you. Good stuff you had today in the CaliforniaGlobe.com. Everybody should go read that every day. Thanks, Katie. We'll talk to you soon. All right, Katie Grimes. Coming up... And this is part of the deal, too. The huge disconnect. We're constantly getting scolded by the media and scolded by the Gavin Newsom types in Biden's crowd that really the economy is great. It's really wonderful. And inflation is going down. And I've got the statistics here in a dozen categories. How much did prices increase over the last 4 years, between 2019 and 2023 in California? Not averaged out across the country, but in California, what are the price increases by percentage? And I have, about 12 or more categories. And that's the thing about inflation. Once it goes up, it never goes back. Just because the rate of inflation is going down doesn't mean any prices are reversing. That's not happening. And I'll give you the details about it.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Today, more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And who has the time? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family's insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then, HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud to help you and your family save. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden medical bill errors. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
I mentioned right before Deborah's news that Orange County Register and all the other local papers outside of the El Segundo Times, because they don't print stuff like this, because this is news that normal people want to learn. The LA Times, in its dying gasps, has four categories. You can read almost every day about climate change, COVID, race, or gender issues. Those are the four main categories. But the stuff you deal with day to day, like all the exorbitant prices you encounter at the grocery store, nah, we don't have anything on that. We're just told that the economy is doing better than people think, and people are really stupid, dirty peasants, and they don't understand. Okay, here's what nobody in the media understands, and nobody in politics seems to understand, because you can never have any public criticism of a president's policies, right? When the president is Democratic, there shall be no criticism. You just say, oh, you people are wrong. You people are ignorant and stupid. You don't know what you're talking about. We have statistics here. Well, here's some statistics for you that you never see. How much did prices go up in about a dozen categories in the state of California over the past 5 years, from 2019 to 2023? Well, electricity is up 60%. 60%. Have you noticed that in your electricity bill?
Even when we don't use electricity?
Yeah.
I'm not kidding you. We could be gone 2 weeks, and then our bill shows that it's gone up, and we're not even there.
I am convinced they penalize you when you don't use.
There's something funky going on.
No, I agree with you. But 60%? And by the way, our electricity costs, I know up until a couple of years ago, we're 70% higher than the national average.
Yeah.
Before these increases, natural gas is up 59%. 59%. And by the way, we're sitting on an enormous amount of natural gas here in the state, but Gavin Newsom's progressive administration won't allow anybody to touch it. But that's okay. You want to pay 70, 60% more for electricity? I thought solar and wind, oh, that's cheap. That'll bring down the cost. Guess not, huh? Oh, was that another lie, another scam? Used cars. I haven't bought one of those in a while, but it's up 36%. which is thousands of dollars. The price of gas up 33%. But even that doesn't tell the whole story, because I went traveling some in the past couple of months, and prices are in the twos in states around the country. In the twos, and in my neighborhood this morning was $4.59.
Yeah, isn't that crazy that it's still in the fours? I mean, I remember when it first hit, you know, five, and we thought, okay, fine, it's going to be that way for a while. And now I thought the other day when I filled up my car that it was, I think it was $4.59, something like that. There's no talk of it ever going back down to the twos or even the threes.
My wife was shocked because she had spent a few days in Florida, and she said the gas was $2.81. This weekend, we drove up to the Bay Area, stopped off Interstate 5, $5.17.
Ridiculous.
In the same week, she paid $2.81 in Florida, $5.17 in California.
And how come this doesn't ever change? All these stupid excuses. I don't want to hear them anymore.
No. And they tell you the rate of inflation is going down, and it makes you think prices are going down. No, it's just the rate of increase is slowing up, if it's slowing up. I just assume that they're lying all the time. Price of groceries, 27% on average for groceries. The prices are unrecognizable. I walk out with one bag, and it could be $80, $100, and I got almost nothing in there. And there's certain food categories, it's far more than 27%. Dining out. We've talked about this, right?
Yes.
I went out to dinner with somebody last night at a restaurant I hadn't been to in a couple of years, and I swear the prices doubled.
And did they tack on all those extra fees that a lot of these restaurants on the West Side do?
I won't go to that one that you told me about.
But there's others as well. That one is preposterous, but there's other ones too.
Actually, I told you this off the air. That there's this one restaurant not far from where I live, and Deborah tipped me off. She went to the same restaurant, and they put in an 18% service charge, and it's listed on the menu as an 18% service charge before you put the tip.
Right. So you know what happens is your servers aren't getting tipped, or they're going to get 2% if you want to leave 20% or whatever, right?
And that 18% is not going to the server.
Exactly.
it's going to wherever.
You know what? You know what? I would rather them, instead of $20 for a pizza, charge $21 and then don't add those stupid taxes and fees.
No. I went into that place the other day and I sat down. I was by myself. I just wanted to get a quick lunch. And I saw that on the menu, and I remembered what you told me. And I got up. I walked out the back door. I just left the menu there and just disappeared.
Now, the trick is, if you really want to go there, do takeout.
Right. That's right. Takeout and dining out is 23% higher. Housing is 20% higher. What's wrong with me? Recreation is up 17%. New cars up 16%. Medical care up 14%. Clothing is up 9%. Nothing is going down. They have a list here of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 categories. Everything. All the graph bars are pointing to the right. Nothing points to the left. In fact, on average, prices are 19% higher than they were 4 years ago, because you had, you know, 8% inflation and then 6% and then plus 3. And so that's all cumulative. It compounds on itself like interest on a loan. And this is true all around the country. Because I just saw one of the networks had Joe Biden's economic approval rating is 35%, and it has been stuck there for over a year. And they go, why is that? Don't they know that the gross domestic product is up? You know, nobody cares about your statistics. All I know is I go to the grocery store, and it's 30% more for groceries. All I know is a dish of pasta at a local restaurant is practically doubled in price. And I know that the government printed a lot of money and borrowed a lot of money and ran up trillions of dollars of extra debt that they shoved out into the economy. And that's what drives up prices. If you spend 5 minutes in a high school economics class, that's what they teach you. If there's too much money in an economy chasing too few goods, the price of it goes up. People have extra money. They start spending it. They're bidding against each other. It drives up the price.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Tim Conway is coming up in minutes. Conway will be here in just a few minutes. And we just went through all the price increases here in California for the last 5 years. And I couldn't believe it. But the New York Times, I just glanced over during the commercial break, and they have a front page story on their website about how Biden takes aim at grocery chains over food prices. And this is what's funny. Because the prices are so high for the last 5 years, they're campaigning, and they got to blame somebody for it. And the Biden administration, these progressives, never take responsibility for anything they've done. So Biden is now, or whoever, what's left of Biden, is accusing stores of overcharging shoppers because costs are so high. And they're not going down, and it's affecting people's votes. Like I said, he's got a 35% approval rating on the economy. And normally the economy is overwhelmingly the issue people vote on, although this year it's running neck and neck with illegal aliens over the border. Last week, Biden gave a speech, and he said there's too many corporations in America ripping people off, price gouging, junk fees, greedflation, shrinkflation. You know, that's when they shrink the size of the box and charge you the same price. The thing is, a free market is supposed to take care of price gougers, do they not? I know that if I'm shopping for gas, and I do this, I've got one station in my neighborhood. They might be charging, you know, $4.59 at one pump and $4.79 down the block. So I go to the $4.59 pump. And I've got two grocery stores, and there is a difference in their prices. One of them costs more, but is close to me. One of them is a little farther away and is cheaper. And then I just make the calculation. Do I feel like driving to the farther one and getting the cheaper stuff? Or do I want to do this quick and I'll pay the extra couple of dollars for today? But what keeps you wanting to go to the cheaper store is the competition. And that's what I don't understand. They know this is capitalism. This is a fluid market. And if somebody's price is out of line and they have competitors, they're going to have to lower the price because people are very price sensitive at this time. And they'll go with the cheaper store. So I know the corporations are all greedy, and they do try to take as much money as they can. But that's why a free market is a self-correcting mechanism. Unless you're telling me that all the grocery store CEOs are on a conference call and they set the prices every Monday morning, which I don't think is going on. Economic research, according to the New York Times, suggests that the cost of eggs, milk, and other staples, because that's what people buy most often, play an outsized role in shaping Americans' views of inflation. That's really important because you're buying eggs, milk, and everything, meat, every week. Maybe every few days. Furniture and electronics, maybe those prices haven't gone up as much or the inflation rate's coming down. But how many times do you buy a television? How many times do you buy a sofa? You go years between those purchases. You go days between food purchases. One of the biggest chunks of your weekly paycheck is your groceries. Now, imagine how poor people are dealing with 30% plus increases in food when their food is a big percentage of their meager paycheck and they are not buying sofas and they're not buying televisions because they can't. Eggs, milk, and other staples went up 11% in 2022 and 5% last year. That's 16%, and that's compounded. And it hasn't gone down since. And so Biden is saying, no, no, it's the grocery stores. No, 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 no. It was your economic management. Now in 2024, after this has been going on for several years, it's the greedy corp. Look, there's plenty of grocery store chains. They're fighting tooth and nail. I mean, look what Costco does. Look what Walmart does. It's just total lies. All right. Conway's here.
Hey now. Well, it rained. I guess everyone is aware of that. And then we have the same puddles in the same area every time it rains for the last 40 years in California. The 101 near downtown flooded. Seal Beach, problem. Silmar, problem. Long Beach, problem. I know where they all are because they've all been around for 30 years. And you would think somebody would fix them over 30 years. I can take you on a tour of the 6 spots that flood every time it rains, and I can drive you directly to each one of them.
That would be
without a map, without Waze.
Yeah. That's an exciting tour.
That's right. I can take you to the 5 in Silmar. I can take you to where it floods in Long Beach, where the 101 always floods, and they don't do anything about it.
Conway's flooded freeways tour.
But you know what? But how many places flood in Orange County on a regular basis? Oh yeah, that's right. Zero. Zero. I don't know what they're doing down there, but we need to drive some of our best guys down there and look around.
Our best guys.
Yeah. I don't know how many guys we got.
Yeah, I know.
But we got to have our best guys. But you don't hear like La Cañada. Uh-huh. Crozier, where do you live?
Claremont.
There's no flooding in Claremont, right?
Not that I know of.
Yeah, and if there was, they'd fix it, and it wouldn't happen this next year.
That's right.
Right.
There's no flooding in Beverly Hills.
No, there's no flooding.
Rich people wouldn't allow that.
That's right. There's no flooding in Santa Monica. It's just, you know, the people, it's the areas that don't have any influence, and they constantly get ignored. Silmar, Long Beach. I'm still surprised with Seal Beach, though. Seal Beach gets flooded like every 3 weeks, and there's some very expensive multi-million dollar homes down there, and they don't put up a wall or anything down there. It's odd.
You were pouring over the flood maps this morning.
Yes,
huh?
That's right. That's right. Well, it's wild to turn on the news, and that newscast could have been from 1978, where all the flooding was. I grew up here. I know where they are. I can take you to the 5 freeway that floods every time there's 9 drops.
I've never seen you so animated. I didn't know it would be weather.
It's unbelievable that nobody fixes anything around here. You know, look, if we had a flood in the bathroom every time it rained, then people around here would get really pissed off.
Right.
And they'd do something about it. Maybe there's not enough people pissed off.
That's
why I got to be pissed.
That's right. You got to channel all that.
That's right.
All right.
That and Kalina Estrinos.
What's that?
I don't know. It says here she's coming on. And Dean Sharp on Thursday.
Okay.
I like that guy.
Very good.
All right.
Conway's next. And
somebody has COVID around here, I heard.
Eric Sklar.
Great.
Yeah. He was here Monday.
I'm jumping out the window.
Probably had it Monday here.
Good night.
We got Crozier, who's disease-free at the moment. Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
You ever get that feeling like the concrete jungle's closing in? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to chase your own dinner, or just breathe clean air. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there waiting, and finding your piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, price, location. They've got it all. No matter what kind of wild dream you're chasing, land.com can help you find the ground to make it a reality. So quit dreaming. Head over to land.com, find your open space, and get out there.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.